Three, two, one. You're live. I'm serious. You're live.
Hi.
Hi. How's everybody doing this morning, this afternoon, or whatever it is, whenever you happen to be watching this? My name is Brian Swanson.
And I'm Dr. Michelle Maras.
Mm-hmm. We are Denim and Pearls.
We are business casual with...
Pearls of wisdom
from the porch.
And it feels like a casual day to be on the porch. I've got my coffee. You've got your phone.
There we are.
Yeah. Now it's talking. We're talking to ourselves.
Well, I'm trying to send it to my page.
You know, this is a really bad time for you to do that, considering our topic is what? One foot in front of the other.
Mm-hmm.
About organization.
I am organized.
Uh-huh.
I can't face Facebook will not allow me to share it prior to our event. And if I share it before we go live, it just puts a bar saying that we are going to go live.
I know,
it never shows the video. So I like to share the actual video because you like to see the video before you click it. And so that's what I'm doing.
Always an explanation.
Dance,
organized hippie. People.
Organized people have, I have a mission in life here.
Organized people drive me crazy.
Why is that?
Because, you know, if you do those, what I want to say, paternity tests, the personality test.
Personality test, paternity test, completely different things, man.
Yeah, I know. But if you look at me, if you do those
yes.
tests, those personality tests, organization is always my last one. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So. What is our topic today?
One foot in front of the other.
Which is about being organized.
Sort of. You still don't get it, do you?
Well, the put one foot in front of the other is from Santa Claus is coming to town. And he's teaching the abominable snowman how to walk. And he says, I don't know what to do. And he has just put one foot in front of the other. And soon you'll be walking out the door. Yes.
Exactly. And it's the same way with organization.
So how's that?
Because organization, you can't sidestep all the way to somewhere. You got to put one foot in front of the other to get to your goals, to get to your aspirations, to get to your whatevers, and to clean your desk.
Yes. And the thing is, so many people get so overwhelmed by the bigger steps and do, oh my gosh, I can't do this because if I do this, then I have this and I have this and I have that and that. And they build this huge mountain out of a molehill when actually you just took one step, not 10 steps. Just think of that one step. You will be able to do it because the next step, you won't, it's not as far. The next thing you know, you've done 10 steps and you're where you are, where you want to be.
Well, it's just like you just went to Dallas, right?
Mm-hmm.
You guys had a great conversation on the way down,
mm-hmm.
the whole nine yards, right? And yes. instead of being 8 hours or, well, it's 13 hours.
It's actually 8 hours, but
it felt like
three.
Felt like 3 hours because you were involved in what you were doing and you weren't paying a step attention, but you were putting one foot in front of the other. You were driving in a direction.
Yes.
And so time seemed to go faster. As a kid, I was always sleeping because on long road trips, it always seemed like it was shorter if you slept.
It is because you wake up and ta-da,
we're here. So sometimes we could talk about that being put on automatic. We could talk about it being organized because there's those people out there that are just obnoxiously organized.
Well, my mind works rather organized, believe it or not.
Well, my mind work organized, but you've seen my desk, you know, that's kind of behind the camera.
And we're glad it is.
It's definitely not the picture of organization. However, I know where everything's at.
So is that organized?
Not really.
It's organized for you.
But to a certain degree, because that's the bad part, because of my personality and I can capture all of those different types of personalities and kind of go in and out of them. When I get in an organized mood, Joe, you watch out. I'm going to make it the most logical way that there is.
For different things. There's different levels of organization. You do know that, right?
Of course there is. I can do them all.
Mm-hmm.
Especially sloppy.
So just in case. So like my husband, I think my husband's the most brilliant person on the planet. Okay. He is very organized.
Oh, now I'm hurt.
He is. But if you look at his desk, he's got organized chaos. if from the outside, it's, oh my gosh, what are you doing? How do you get anything done? But with him, he knows where every stack is and he knows what is in every stack. So although he has stacks and it looks chaotic from the outside, it's incredibly organized. It works for him. If you put things away, he just, ooh, I forgot about that because it was over there, and he has to look for it. This is how his mind works.
Well, I still do that when I have something that has its place and I take it out of its place. It depends on what it is, but there's sometimes that I want things that are specific, and there'll be times when I'll take something out, use it, and then I have to put it right back at, right back
that's where it belongs.
Well, it's kind of that, but it's also, let's say for instance, I'm going to use a stupid example here. Let's say that I always kept my toothbrush in my glove compartment of my truck.
That's a disgusting place to put it, but okay.
Right. But let's just say I did.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I use that toothbrush every single day. So I would have to turn around and it'd be, I need to go put my toothbrush back in there or else I would not find it by the sink. I would lose it if it was right beside the sink. I would have to know that it's actually in the glove box of my truck.
And then we get into the whole Kaizen thing. And basically it's the things that you have where you have them, are they in the good spot for you to use them on a regular basis? It's like saying, like with your toothbrush, in order to use it in the car, it's in the car. You've got to wake up and go to the car to get it. And the whole thing about it's the mythology of putting things so that you have less movement to get to it. That's how they build. That's how it's a Japanese term. Yeah. Kaizen. And right. So basically that's why toothbrushes are in a toothbrush holder next to the sink. So it prevents you start learning to put it there so that you don't go to your car to go get it because it's illogically in the car. So basically organization, in order to become more organized, you put things where they are used the most often, where you need them the most often. It would be like having your remote control for your TV in the kitchen. And now, unless you have a TV in the kitchen, it's not a good place to put it. I was thinking about that last night.
Well, I'm sitting here thinking of my garage and my tools. All my tools are in the basement right now.
Because you've been using it.
But the crazy part is when I use them somewhere else and then I leave them somewhere else and then I can't find them because they're not in the basement where they're supposed to be, when they're really and truly supposed to be in the garage, but I don't have enough room in my garage right now. And I'm looking at Sarah's thing here. She says her daughter rooms organized chaos.
Yep, organized chaos.
I
think
all kids are that way. I don't know what it is. I was kind of that way. My mom was a neat freak. She was very, very what's that word?
Anal retentive.
That's probably the word for today for what it was. I mean, she's the kind of person you walk in. You get a drink of water, you're going to come back to your cup.
And it's gone.
You come back the next time and it's in the dishwasher.
Yeah. Yeah.
But my meticulous?
Meticulous.
My mom was always meticulous that I grew up.
Well, with. I'm laughing because like my son, when he lived at home, he had organized chaos in his room. He moved out into an apartment. My daughter did the same thing, moved out, and their apartments were meticulous. It's like, hey.
And her cars, you were just saying.
Yeah, cars are freaking beautiful. And I'm like, wait a minute. When it was my space, you didn't care. Now it's your space, you do care. And they said.
Yeah, but that's where mom and dad always said, you just wait till you get older and you have your own kids. Because then they're going to put their muddy feet all over your car.
And you care. And so it's funny how organization shifts as we get older, too. I mean, we can talk about that, the priority level. I mean, my kids probably knew, well, if I mess up my room, my mom will pick it up probably. And in their own places, they're like, oh, shoot, mom's not home. She's not going to do that. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, I think we all go through phases.
Yeah.
I really do. I think we go through phases in our organization, especially once we leave the house. Well, I guess mom was kind of right. I mean, I'd like to have my stuff organized.
When I had children, my house was like ridiculous, spotless, because I was so afraid of what they were going to put in their mouth. So I always kept everything so clean. I'm not that clean anymore. I've let that stuff go. But that's the thing is, that's the mentality. I built habits around what was happening in my life at the moment. So as you shift into a different part of your life, into a different aspect of your life, your organization changes again. So like with with Brian here, they just moved his father-in-law into his house. So he had to shift everything so that he could fit another human, an adult human into the house. That's a whole different thing than
all of his household goods.
Yeah. So that's why he doesn't have room in his garage. But as when his father-in-law, you know, as he starts purging his stuff, everything will shift again.
That's, I was going to say, but that's not the only reason. Mm-hmm. I've got all of my old Galaxy Fest and comic book store stuff still stuck in the third garage, and it just doesn't want
to. I was keeping it simple. Trying not to call you out. I mean,
that's why I've always wanted a big garage of my own space so that I can actually put my tools where they belong. You know, I have a bad habit of taking them and then leaving them because I know I'm going to come back and get them. And then I never go back and get them. And then I can't remember where the heck I left them. So I don't know if that's bad organization skills. I'm not anal retentive. I mean, I'm not, what's that word? OCD.
My husband is OCD and he puts everything back. Our problem right now is Colorado's really cold. And when it gets really cold, no one wants to go to the garage to put things back. So he puts things back, but then like with me, I will not go in the garage in the cold. So what? I'll like open a box from like Amazon or something, and I will literally put it in a stack next to the door. So when you come out the garage, there's a stack of boxes, and I will fold another box and put it in that box. And my husband's like, why? Because it's cold and I don't want to go out into the garage. And so it's my laziness of not wanting to go further in the garage that I've started the stacks. My husband thinks I'm saving the boxes for something, so he doesn't throw them away. What he doesn't know is, no, I'm just too lazy to crush them down.
Too lazy to crush them, yeah. Well, the other thing, my son has a tendency to put stuff where it doesn't belong, like in the middle of the floor, okay? And if something falls on the floor, he'll pick up the one thing, but not pick up the other thing. And you know, it drives me crazy because I do the same. I yell at him and I was like, you're already bent over. All you have to do is move your hand a half an inch, pick that up while you're at it. And every time I drop something, I think of that now. I think of what I've told my son to you bent over.
Do as you say.
Why not pick up that too?
Do as you say. Well, and that's my thing with the kitchen. If you're going to use the kitchen, you better wipe everything off. Wipe everything off. If you're going to do something, wipe it. And so that's an organizational thing. It's okay, I'm making my protein shake this morning. Oh, I just spilled powder on the counter. I'll get it in about 6 hours when I come home. No, wipe it. Wipe it then.
Get it over with.
Yeah.
Well, how many times can you cook with dishes in the sink?
No.
Doesn't it drive you crazy? Do you have to clean before you cook?
Yeah.
So do I. It drives me crazy, crazy. And I always like to cook and then put everything into the dishwasher as I'm cooking. So I use that knife. I put it in the dishwasher. However, when you have other family members who haven't put the dishes away yet or cleaned up the sink.
Well, see, I never have to worry about that because... Again, I'm married to my husband's almost, he is OCD. So he wakes up every morning and all the dishes that were washed that night before, he puts them all away. So when I come down, there's nothing there.
That's nice. Yeah. I wish I had that.
Yeah.
I mean, I have adult children in my house.
Well, that's why I said, when we come to my house, I do, she left her cup again. It's because I know Michael has already put everything away.
Yeah. Sandy says her desk is total chaos too.
See? Organized chaos. What?
That was weird. The camera was doing weird things. Yeah, I look at that and I think about that. Sarah says her husband sounds like your husband. Sounds like but
sounds like
when her. It comes to total chaos on your desk, mm-hmm. not everything has a place in some worlds, okay? Not every piece of paper or scrap piece of paper has got a spot in the drawer or in the file cabinet. It belongs on the desk. And then the next thing you know, another piece accumulates and another piece accumulates, then you end up with a stack of stuff. Oh, I'll go through those next week.
Like a year later, I wonder what was in that stack. I wonder why I kept that.
It all compounds itself, and then I get a burr up my backside and go, it's time to clean. And then everything, because you've seen me do it, where I've cleaned my desk off and everything is perfect. And then what, 2 days later, it's jacked. It's always that way.
So speaking of organized, I'm about to start purging through my closet. It's springtime. It's time to start cleaning things out.
I don't have time to go through my closets. I just did all that when we moved everything around, offices and stuff.
Oh.
So it'll be another century before. And then I keep thinking, okay, I need to get organized so that if something happens, my kids, when they go through, because, you know, we have our parents that have gone. And it's like, I don't want to go through the crap. I can't imagine what my kids are going to do.
I already told my husband and my kids. So when I pass away, this drawer, you want to dig through it and actually make sure I don't have anything important in it. The rest of it, just purge it. Just purge it.
So leaving a legacy. What is your legacy? 14 closets full of crap and a garage.
Good luck. Good luck sorting through it.
Well, I try to put everything in boxes that makes sense.
Well, I must say, my father-in-law has everything so organized. He has, just in case I pass. When I pass, this is where everything is. And it's organized and it's so beautiful. Oh my gosh. I wish I could be that organized.
Well, my mom was that way. I mean, the thing about, well, the crazy part was with my mom, when you opened up the closets, I mean, if you looked around her house, there was nothing disheveled, disorganized, nothing like that. But then you open up a closet and you look in a closet, it's still organized as all kind of get out. But then when we cleaned everything out,
there's more.
There was more than we thought there was, because everything was so organized. There was the dresser drawers, all that kind of stuff. When we went through all of that, the closets, it was organized, but yet there was so much stuff there. And if that's the case, my kids are in trouble, because I've seen my closets. I know what's in
them. Oh my
closets, God. Cabinets, whatever. Do we need this silverware from 1942? No.
It's silverware.
Well, silverware is different. It'd yes. Just be the thing that I thought of at the moment.
But no, it's just crazy about organized chaos and trying to be more organized. And the thing is, you're organized in your own way. You are functioning, which means you have your own methodology. There are some people, though, you might be one of them, where it's so chaotic that you can never find anything. And that's when it becomes a problem.
Well, that's when you get on the line of hoarding.
Yes, that's what my brain is. When you, when you get a little too crazy. And so that's my thought, is when you get into the hoarding phase, and a lot of us get through that during the winter. We don't, especially in winter months out in cold places like this, we don't want to move. We just start piling things. It's really bizarre. It's like it's almost like an animal instinct, where animals hoard for the winter, and they're putting all the fur and everything and all the twigs, and they make their nest warmer and warmer by all the stuff. And maybe psychologically, that's what we do in these colder states and countries, is we start hoarding in the winter. So
all the hoarders are in the cold states, is what you're saying?
No. We tend to hoard more when it's cold. And then in the spring, we open our windows and we start purging. That's why we call it spring cleaning.
Well, you know, the thing that it kind of drives me crazy in a way, but I haven't figured out a way to alleviate it except for great organizational skills and a bigger garage. I think of all those things where, okay, I'm working on a project. I get wire nuts, which, you know, put wires together, like behind light socket lights and stuff like that. You buy a bag of 100 of them, so you'll have more for later. And then you turn around and it's 10 years before, or 5 years, let's say, before you get to a project, and you forgot where you put them.
So buy another one.
So you buy another 100 because they're so inexpensive.
And that is why it's important to have things labeled in your garage.
So if you're not organized, I know I had those. I know I had some of those wire nuts. I know for a fact, but I can't find them. And then the next thing you know, honey, I need to go to the hardware store and get one.
And that's why my OCD husband's awesome, because he has little labels on everything.
But it's so much work to be organized. That's my yeah, but. But it's so hard to be organized. It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work at the beginning to save you time in the end.
But see, that's logical. Organization is not logical. You put things where they need to go at the time. Why would I want to put, I need to take another 10 minutes and label a drawer that says wire nuts?
you're going to take 10 minutes to write wire nuts?
Yeah, because it's going to take me 10 minutes to find the marker so that I can make the label. Because you got to find a marker, and you know there's never a marker when you want it.
Just take tape, because you're in the garage, right? Take tape and tape a wire nut to the outside of the drawer there.
I have seen people do that.
Yeah, so you know exactly what's in there.
And the problem is I'd have to find the tape.
Some people are just hopeless.
I can make up an excuse for anybody's disorganization. But then there are those people. Have you seen those people that when you walk into, like, on their desk, if you were to move a pencil like a quarter of an inch,
they
would know that it's been moved. Mm-hmm. That is OCD.
Yeah.
That is like, oh my God. I wish I could be half of that.
Don't worry, you're not. Oh, you wish. Oh, yeah, you're in trouble.
I wish I could be half of that. Okay, I got to move my chair because somebody wrote something and I cannot see it. I'll be back. Keep talking.
Okay, well, one foot in front of the other, coming back to organization, is when you're looking at something you've got to take care of, don't look at the entire thing you've got to do. Look at what's the one step I can do. So today I will pick up everything that's a sticky note.
One elephant at a time?
Yeah, just bite it one at a time. So I'm going to pick up all the sticky notes. And then tomorrow or in an hour or two, then I'll stack the things and stick them so they're in a prettier pile. You don't have to dig through them yet. You know, and then the next day it's okay, then I'm going to wipe down my screen so I get rid of all my fingerprints. Okay, then I'm going to, you know, just do one thing in your own pace. And next thing you know, it's going to be all set.
All right. This comment was from Sarah. Sarah says, if you can get organized and then stay on top of that organization, see, that means work. It's easy to do this at home. That if it takes less than 10 minutes, do it. I'll agree with that.
Thank you.
I totally 100% agree with that statement. Yeah, aside from the fact that it takes work. It takes conscious effort, not conscious work.
So conscious effort is far easier than work because you just look at it and do, oh, that stuff is on the ground. I'm going to pick up the Coke can, so I better pick up the Coke can and the pen while I'm there.
Well, have you ever dropped your keys and figured out how you're going to just bend over and pick them up? What can you hold on to? You're evaluating what you can hold on to so you don't fall over when you pick up your keys?
No.
Are you going to squat now? Do you have a skirt on? What are you going to do? The evaluation of how you're going to pick up your keys is part of organization. And that's how I feel at times. How can I bend over, pick up my keys, and still get back up?
Go to the gym every morning so that you have no more balance issues. Oh, see, that just starts a whole new cookie trail.
We all figure, because you know, when we were younger and we built something, we just did it.
That's because somebody grown up was going to pick up after us.
Well, that too, but it was also the fact that we didn't know what we were doing, so we just kind of put it together and we worked on it the way it was. Whereas somebody our age has been through it all and say, well, this is an easier way to do that. Such as for guys with and gals too, with a wrench, if you want to take a bolt off that's tight. You know, I have a pipe yay long in my garage just for taking off nuts that are too tight.
Okay.
Whereas a kid, when I was younger, I didn't have that pipe. Oh, that's just the way I'm holding. They can't see what I'm doing.
Okay.
What's it turned this way? See, my hands aren't very organized either. And I'm having to hold the microphone today.
Because I broke the holding PC thing.
See, that's part of a great relationship. You know that?
Yeah, because I broke it, but he gave me the clippy.
I gave her the clippy. And I think it's that way with the wife. And you know what? The wife never noticed. The spouses, they never noticed that. We do little things like that that they don't notice.
That was so sweet. He gave me the clip. I'm like, but I broke it.
Hey, Mr. Eric.
Hey.
Not wonderful. Awesome.
Mr. Awesome.
How you doing, Mr. Awesome?
He's actually a sir. Sir. He's a sir.
He's a sir. Is he knighted?
He's knighted.
Really?
Yeah.
We have a sir on our show today.
that he's, awesome? He's I did not know that. Yeah. Because I was calling him Sir Awesome for a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you read the comments, Sir Eric Awesome Swanson.
See?
Only thing the thing that makes him awesome, though, is he's a Swanson.
Oh, my God.
Come on now. You had to go with that.
Okay, you can have that.
But I did not know he was a Sir.
Yeah, he's a Sir. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
That means he's got to be organized.
No, right?
Every Sir is organized.
No.
I mean, look at Elton. He's a Sir.
If you're a Sir, you've got other people to be organized for you.
Oh, is that... So Mr. Eric, Mr. Awesome, is organized because he has somebody else to organize him.
I don't even know where we are going on this conversation today. He's got the giggles, and all I can think about is my give a mouse some cookie. Oh, wait, he said something. But my thing, oh, yeah. You felt the earthquake?
In Scottsdale? Turned out.
Oh, puppies
upstairs were roughhousing.
You got big old puppies.
Okay, now we really got sidetracked.
He's got big old puppies too. Beautiful.
Oh my God, I thought I felt the earthquake today in New York, in Scottsdale. I love Scottsdale.
Scottsdale, Arizona. Don't forget Winona. I'm singing that Saturday.
You
knew
you had to come up with a song, didn't you?
Of course I did. But anyways, we were talking about being organized and one foot in front of the other. And what actually started this whole conversation is I got on a give a mouse a cookie trail 3 days ago. When I get stressed out, I clean. And I was slightly stressed out and I started cleaning. Well, I cleaned a spot on my floor where my dog peed. And as I cleaned it, it turned cleaner. And then I noticed the rest of the floor was dirty. So I started cleaning around it. And next thing I know, I have on my knees with a spot cleaner cleaned my entire bedroom floor, which is not what I wanted to do. Give a mouse a cookie is you give, you start one thing and it starts the next thing. So I'm cleaning the floor and I realize on the floor that the baseboards have dust on them. So I'm through the floor and I get a washcloth and I start wiping the baseboards. And when I wipe the baseboards, I realize, man, I have not wiped the walls down in a long time. You can actually see handprints by the light switch. So I started cleaning up the wall. When I cleaned the wall, you could tell where I wiped, where I didn't wipe. So I, oh my gosh. Next thing I know, I'm like on top cleaning the fan and cleaning things way up on top. And then because I did that, I dusted. So I made all the dust fall and I have fake plants in my room. So I started cleaning all the fake plants off the dust that I had taken off the top banister thing. And oh my goodness. I've been cleaning for 3 days.
Do you see what Eric wrote?
What?
You were Cinderella and Brian was at the ball.
Dang, Skippy. So, yeah, oh my gosh. I cleaned my room from the bottom to the top, back to the bottom again. My poor husband comes in the house. He goes, wow. I cleaned every inch of that room. I even ended up scrubbing the grout. And then Mike told my husband, we need to change the grout. There's a little mold starting in there. He's like, oh my gosh, he's on one of those.
I have to go the route that Sarah goes here that happens to me. And the next thing you know, I'm repainting a wall.
Exactly.
Well, think about it. Well, not
that's what happened to me last night.
Have you ever used a power washer?
Yes. And it like chips off stuff.
Well, no, you get a power washer out to clean the deck, right? And it's so much fun. The next thing you know, you have to clean the wall next to where the steps or the deck is, or you've got to clean the sidewalk because
I'm telling you, my back is killing me. I work out all the time, but I was scrubbing everything. And when I finished my room, I noticed my hallway. So I moved into the hallway, which brought me to the bookcase. I have a lot of books. And so I'm looking at the bookcase doing, there's dust on the top of those books. And so I'm like, oh, Michelle, just stop.
So when are you going to get Michael to do the little spot above the stairs?
He's doing that this weekend.
Is he really? It's this one little spot that has no purpose in life. I don't know why it was built into the house, but it's like full of all of his like action figures.
It's our tech room. So it used to have, it's where all of the plugins for all the computers are. We had it for the kids. Well, the kids have moved out. And so now that is the game room. I mean, not playing game room, just where all the toys and stuff, all the action figures and things are. And it's like
Eric doesn't think you'll get out of
power washer.
No, I'm not going to do a power wash. It's too cold out here.
There's guys in this show.
The power washer, or like Sarah says, the paint. You paint one spot on the wall and it's cleaner than the rest, so you end up painting the entire wall. I have no idea what the heck this has to do with organization, though.
Well, because when you start when you start organizing, it always opens up boxes of other things. So I told you I started cleaning down. Well, I was wiping down everything, and I realized that my top drawer of the dresser next to my bed wasn't completely closed. So I pushed on and it didn't close. So I opened it and it's basically a junk drawer. Cause I'm like, I don't remember putting that in there. So I started cleaning that drawer out, which got me completely distracted from the rest of my room. And so I have all these things on my bed that I'm like, why do I have this in my drawer? And so I have my freshly made bed, everything. I have all these things in there and I clean the room. When my husband comes home, he is, what's all the stuff on the bed? I'm like, oh, I was cleaning out a drawer and I forgot.
Sir, so, Eric is making fun of you.
Oh, he is? I can't
read it. Yeah, he says if you turn on the power washer, you'll go flying backwards. Because you're so little.
I've got a good grip. You can do it.
One foot forward, one foot back.
One foot. Balance. Yeah. I love power washers. We're at 30
minutes. Should we cut this off?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we are so ADD today. But my thought is, I'm thinking, when I go home, I've already made it through the whole top floor and into my office. And I've gotten to my office, and in my office, I've got all these awards and certificates. And I'm looking at them. I need to dust all of that, all of it, Brian, all of it. And so my thought is, do I do that? Or do I go into the living room and start doing those 20-foot curtains?
Like, I'll be here in my office doing my disheveled desk. You have fun.
I'm on a roll, so I don't want to stop the roll. Anyway,
all right.
So we are talking, well, have been talking about one foot in front of the other. And in this case, one cookie leads to another give a mouse a cookie moment. It just keeps building. What it is, it's don't give up on that one foot. Just that one step. Whatever you're trying to do, take that one step.
And it's killing me.
What?
He says, give you some butter. She's on a roll. We need Eric on here more often. He's got us all on a roll here.
I want some jam while I'm on it.
He still wants cookies. He set that up earlier, but
come to the dark side. We have cookies. Yeah.
All right. So
have you not heard of Give a Mouse a Cookie? It's a children's book, and the person sees a cookie, gives a mouse the cookie. He's eating a cookie, and the mouse asks for a cookie. So he gives the mouse a cookie. The mouse eats the cookie, but when the mouse finishes the cookie, it's such a yummy cookie, he wants some milk. So you have to give him a glass of milk. Well, he drinks the milk and he spills it. So now he wants to clean. So you have to give him a napkin so he can clean with the milk. Well, he cleans up the napkin, but he doesn't have a trash can. So he's looking for a trash can. So you give him a trash can. And so basically it just keeps going. And by the very end, the mouse is like cleaned and does all this stuff. And at the very end, he's so tired. He really wants a cookie.
Do you know who Chrissy Snow is?
No.
Wasn't Chrissy Snow on, what was it, WKRP in Cincinnati? She was a blonde. I remember
that. Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, no, Chrissy Snow. She was on.
You're looking at me for answers. Oh, why not?
John Ritter. Three's Company.
Three's Company. Okay, what about her?
He said, Eric says his goal is to make us laugh and sound, make us sound like Chrissy Snow.
Well, I already snorted in the mic because I went no, like I this. No, I did the same thing. I looked down and snorted and the mic's right here. That's what Chrissy did.
All I hear from Michelle right now is blah, 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 blah. Cookie, cookie, cookie.
Chocolate chip cookies, dang it. Okay, so we are.
Sure, Eric needs cookies.
He needs cookies. Somebody send him cookies.
Anyway, so what are we doing? What are we doing tomorrow night? Make it quick because we need to get out of here.
Okay, well, tomorrow night is the Jazz Fest in Colorado. It's at the Broadmoor. Right now they have open tickets for not the whole show, but for just the concerts only. So if you go to the Broadmoor Hotel, broadmoor.com, I guess, and look up the Weekend of Jazz, they have concert only tickets and you can go buy those because tomorrow night I am singing at the after party at the Jazz Fest. I will be fronting the band put together by Thomas Dawson Jr. of the Commodores, and he is also a founding member of the Commodores, but I am singing jazz Yes, jazz with a real jazz band in the mezzanine at the Broadmoor. So come out and see us. Brian's going to be there with me.
Yep.
We are the after party, so we don't go on until 11 o'clock at night. So
Eric says he wants to fly in and see you.
Fly in. Come on. Come on. It's going to be epic. So I don't go on till 11, but according to the schedule, we're singing till 2 a.m.
11 to 1.
And Thomas says, be prepared for longer.
You can impress all those hoity-toity Broadmoor people.
Well, I'm excited because I get to entertain the entertainers because I get to sing at the after party. It'll be fun. It'll be fun. So come out. Come see us. If you're in the area, drive on down. It's free for the end of the night. So you can just go up to the Broadmoor and say, I'm here for the very end. I'm just walking in to check out the space. And we'll be singing in the mezzanine right across from the bar. So it's going to be epic. Yep. I had to learn 16 songs for this. And Brian will try to do his best to record. I don't know if we can go live with all that, but he'll do his best to go to record us. And that's it. I'm excited. I get to sing with the real jazz band. And apparently, I sound pretty good.
Okay. So are you done with your infomercial now?
Yes, I'm really done with my infomercial. Cookie, cookie, cookie. Eric, if you show up, you let me know and I'll make sure I have a cookie for you.
We'll come get you.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
So have the best, be the best version of you. Have a wonderful week and think of me on stage on Saturday night because this will be a first for me.
And don't you forget about me.
Forget about me. Don't you.
All right. Let's do this.
So put one foot in front of the other. When you're going for a task, don't look at the end. Look at the end. Know it's there. But take one step, one baby step, and get to what you want to do. One cookie.
You'll get there. One cookie, elephant cookie, at a cookie, time. Cookie.
Okay. Have a good one. Take care, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
You're awesome.
Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Is that it?
Oh, my name is Dr. Michelle Morrow.
Brian Swanson.
We are Denim and Pearls. We are business casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
From the porch. Well, take care. We'll see you next week.
Don't forget to like and share.
Okay. And you're all right.
It's all right.
Peace.
Bye. I can't peace because I got the microphone in my hand.